For the US, it's time to come clean. That's the message from the founder of the WikiLeaks website, which has, in the last few months, published videos and nearly 500,000 secret documents relating to the US-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
If the United States is to be seen as a credible country that obeys the rule of law, obeys those laws that it has committed to and in many cases promoted, it must conduct investigations into plausible violations of those laws.
WikiLeaks has a simple mission: to use the astonishing power of the internet to give the widest exposure to human rights abuses in their many and various forms, and thus challenge those responsible for such violations.
Torture is outlawed under US law. The laws in the United States are not being upheld by elements of the US government who are tasked to uphold them.
Assange and many other human rights activists believe the current and previous US administrations should be accountable to allegations of abuse against both civilians and military personnel, including killing, torture and rape. But the Pentagon wants WikiLeaks shut down and is investigating suspected whistleblowers.
I do not believe that it is in the interests of the United States to conduct its affairs in this way.
And with impeccable timing, Julian Assange will be attending a pivotal UN Human Rights Council meeting on Friday. For the first time, this 47-member body will be reviewing the human rights record of the United States of America. Mark Votier, Press TV, Geneva.